to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. To get tonight's program started off, we're going to turn to the king and perhaps one of my favorite kings of the blues scene. Here he is, Freddie King, playing his number, I'd Rather Be Blind. Welcome back. For those of you who are just tuning in mid-track, that was Freddie King, my favorite king of the blues kings, playing his number, I'd Rather Be Blind. You're tuned in to 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. The program you're tuned in to right now is Hotel the Blues, where I, your host, Vishwa Ramakrishnan, play for you some of my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates. Tonight, we've got a killer show stacked up for you, all kinds of blues for your listening pleasures during this COVID times. And now, for something entirely different, we're going to go jump way, way back to 1928 to a famous blues musician whom you may or may not have heard. But if you haven't heard of this chap, do check out his other recordings, because I'm sure you're going to hear that his banjo guitar sound, which I don't think is on this track that we're going to play for you right now, is quite funky stuff. This fella I'm talking about is by by the name of Papa Charlie Jackson. Now, he was one of the first, and I think the first, blues musicians to record solo. That is, without any accompaniment, just he himself and his strings and just singing his heart out. So he's a really, really pivotal figure and quite an important figure in the early blues, in the country blues scene, way, way back. But to give you a bit of a sampler, you know, a little bit of a taste of his repertoire, so you can go and get inspired and check out some of his other stuff on your own, here's a number from way back in 1928, titled Lexington, Kentucky Blues by Papa Charlie Jackson. Hope you dig, here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Kentucky, just to play the fowl. Went down to Kentucky, just to play the fowl. It's a mighty fine place, you all ought to go there. Thought I'm gonna leave my baby, leaving her all alone. Thought I'm gonna leave my baby, leaving her all alone. Then my baby cried out, Papa, come back and let me hear you moan. Thought I went to see the horse they call Man o' War. I went to see Man o' War, the horse that had to leave. Say my baby says he's fast, but he really haven't got my speed. I stopped by Miss O'Neill down on Limestone Street. I stopped by Miss O'Neill down on Limestone Street. He's a mighty fine man, had a pile of people for me to meet. Went by Mr. Rice's hotel, President Elvis Bell. Went by Mr. Rice's hotel, President Elvis Bell. He's a mighty fine man, he's always on the swell. Went out to the racetrack, races hadn't started yet. Races hadn't started yet. Someone said the track is sloppy, boys, and I swear it was well. Stopped by Mr. Steve Lee's, across from the Jackson Hall. Stopped by Mr. Steve Lee's, across from the Jackson Hall. Got a letter from my baby, she loved me, beat me, and it ain't all star. When I leave Kentucky, I know I really can live. When I leave Kentucky, I know I really can live. I'm coming back to my baby, but I'll have the Lexus in Kentucky too. Just one now. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Now, just to recap the last couple of tracks you heard in that set. Two tracks ago, we heard from Janis Joplin playing the Cosmic Blues. And followed by that, we heard from Dora Carr in a scratchy but nonetheless fantastic recording of I'm Gonna Steal Somebody's Man. Now, to keep the tunes rolling, we're going to go and jump on out west to Oakland, California, I believe, to hear from Eugene Blacknell and the Savonics playing a blues-tinged kind of funk, kind of rock. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but it's definitely bluesy in many respects. A kind of really far-out number titled Jump Back. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
We'll be right back.
You treat me right, you treat me so bad, day after day. Sometimes, baby, it's a low-down dirty shame. When I hear you sleeping, baby, calling out another man's name. And you know you're wrong for the things you do. You know you treat me, baby.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9:27 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Now, just to recap the last couple of tracks you heard in that set. Two tracks ago, we heard from Henry's Funeral Shoe and their number, Grown So Angry. Followed by whom you just heard recently from Texas, one guitarist who would go on to influence the likes of Buddy Guy and Jimi Hendrix, and still, I believe, is still kicking butt to this very day. That was Guitar Shorty and his number, You Gave Me the Blues, baby. That's right, from Texas. Still around kicking butt, as always. And I do believe he relocated and grew up mostly in Tampa Bay, Florida. That was in Kissimmee, Florida. That's where he grew up. But he's originally from Texas. So there you go. There's your little fun tidbit fact about Guitar Shorty. Now, keep the tunes rolling. Without further ado, I believe we're going to jump up to Chicago, and I believe, and I'm quite sure that is, that we're going to go up to Chicago to hear from Arthur Big Boy Spires along with Willie Big Eye Smith playing their number, Wrapped Up in My Baby. Hope you dig. You're on 90.3 CKUT FM.
The vines are around the tree. Pretty about my baby, she's so mean to me. Wrap my arm around, sleep under. Thank you.
that woman, boy, you know I ever lack.
Welcome back. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Now, just to recap the last couple of tracks, as always, that you've just heard on that set. Two tracks ago, we heard from Ranny Burnett from the northern reaches of the Mississippi Hill Country. And that was him playing, Yonder Goes My Baby. And from whom you've just recently heard, the last track was Carolyn Wonderland playing Misunderstood. Now, to keep the tunes rolling, without further ado, I've got a brand new track for you that was just released on a brand new album this year. Of course, I do believe we've played this artist on the program before, Reverend Peyton and his Big Damn Band. Of course, these guys are a really, really cool blues group, and they play a really funky, kind of really rhythmic kind of tune that gets you off of your butt, you know. So I do highly recommend you check them out yourself on the internet. But also, if you got Facebook, do go give them a like on their Facebook page, because they do some live shows and live streams every now and then. It's really cool to watch, you know. So I do recommend checking them out. now. But enough about that. To get to the actual meat and potatoes of what we're going to be playing for you right now, I'm going to be playing for you a track off their latest album titled Dance Songs for Hard Times. You know, I sure bet that definitely applies to many of us across the country and North America and everyone going through these COVID times or hard times in general, which is generally the, I guess, the kind of characteristic of our present days of what do you call increased costs of living and all that jazz. But hey, here's some tunes to help you deal with that. And this album is just built just for that. So do check out their album, Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, and their album, Dance Songs for Hard Times, available on Spotify as well as on their band website. So do check them out. But we're going to give you a bit of a sampling of it now, just so you can get into the groove, you know, and kind of entice you to go dance it off a bit, you know, and kind of chill out and, you know, de-stress a bit before you have to take on the next day's challenge and or today's challenges if you're working the night shift or whatever you got going on in your lives. So without further ado, here's Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band and their latest track, Come Down Angels. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
That old good times I can't forget.
damn good time. That old good times I can't forget. Yes, I've been looking for a job.
Give me back my right of peace, Lord.
Welcome back. You're listening to Hotel the Blues. You're on 90.3 CKUT FM. Just to recap, as always, the last couple of tracks. Two tracks ago, we heard from Shaky Jake Harris playing Good Times. You may or may not have heard of Shaky Jake before this, but I'm sure you've heard of him indirectly on this program, and at least on the headline position. When we play a lot of Magic Sam numbers, particularly my favorite Magic Sam albums is a duo he does with Shaky Jake. So do check that out, the Magic Sam and Shaky Jake album, but also Shaky Jake's own, own recordings are quite cool. And of course, after that, with the beautiful harmony, is still mired, unfortunately, by the scratchiness of the acetate on that record. But still, I'm sure you got the beautiful harmonies from that last number. That was Blind Willie McTell along with Curly Weaver playing Wee Midnight Hours. Man, what harmonies, you know. Oh, chef's kisses, man. Chef's kisses. That's what I got to say to that. It was just so sweet. My goodness. Anywho. Without further ado, you know, I'm going to turn over to a bit of a set list that I got going on a theme for you. I don't know about you, but sometimes when I go to a bookstore, right, you know, you see an author that you really like, you know, they're on cheap, and you know this author's, all their stuff is good, you know. For me, it's Kurt Vonnegut. If I see a book with Kurt Vonnegut's name on it that they wrote the book, oh, okay, I'm buying that book. If it's cheap, I'll buy it. If I can afford it, I'll buy that book, you know, because I know it's guaranteed going to be a good one, you know. Some of you folks out there, you got a band, you know, no matter what that band produces or what album's going to come out, you're going to take that, you're going to buy that band's album because you know, or at least you believe that it's going to be a good one, you know. So sometimes I got the same mentality about record companies, you know. Some record companies I've never bought a old record from them and been disappointed, you know. Such record companies include Chess Records or Sun Records. You know, if there's a Chess Records or a Sun Records label on that record, chances are, if I can afford it, you know, just, you know how expensive those are. You know, you're digging through and you find like a re-release or something like that. But Chess Records or Sun Records, if it's got the label on it, chances are I'm gonna try and scrape up whatever I can afford to buy it. Right. Similarly. One label in particular whose content is so good, you know, especially for the kind of blues that I really dig, you know, that kind of scratchy, kind of electrified stuff, you know. One label that if I see this label, right, you know, when I'm digging through old record crates or something, or through, you know, when you're digging through Goodwill and you find a really good gold one, an excellent find that shouldn't be in the Goodwill, but should be in like some fancy record store for hundreds of bucks, but you know, you're digging. One label that I always, if I see it and it's on sale and I can afford it, I always will buy it and put the money down for it, is an XLO record. Yes, an XLO record. For those of you who don't know XLO, I do highly recommend you check them out on YouTube. They've got a lot of compilations circulating on the interwebs, so do check out their catalog. But they got big artists on there that we've played dozens of times on the program, right? Of course, we've got, of course, what do you call Slim Harpo? You know, I believe we got Lightning Slim as well is on that thing. Arthur Gunter as well. You know, so big names on that record, you know, on that record label. You know, big names that would influence generations and literally the future of music as we know it. You know, it's a great label. I can't say enough good things about it. So this next set list is dedicated to some of the obscurities on that label, just to show you, you know, you can tell the best by looking at the very bottom of their catalog, right? And you can see how good a record label actually is, and you're not going to be disappointed with the tunes I've got for you today. To kick things off on this XLO record, a little bit of a taste tester, I've got for you, to kick things off, I've got a number by a fella named Little Al. And actually, this is Arthur Gunter's brother, Little Al Gunter. And this is him doing his own thing, playing a number titled Little Lean Woman. Take it away, Al.
I didn't have a thing to drive my blues away. Little lean, stay away from my door. I've got a big bad gal, can't use you no more. regular now.
Yeah.
Oh. One more time.
A word, but she sure ain't dumb. She said, she says, come on, daddy, won't you buy me a home? Well, I got to love my mama just before I roam. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hoochie says, come on, daddy, won't you buy me a home? Well, I got to love my mamas just before I roam. Yeah, 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 mamas, mamas, mamas as I can be. Mamas, mamas, mamas as I can be. Well, I love you, baby, but mamas, you killing me. Moop, 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 mamas. Seems I fell in love with a can of poking bean, poking bean.